If we're destroying our ability to be prepared for these things, it's very concerning what can happen. And then, you know, when it happens and people start blaming the government or blaming us and say, well, why weren't you prepared? Well, why didn't you do this or that? Well, because you've cut all our programs to try to do this. The most optimistic we can get is try to keep doing what we can without some major catastrophe.
Dallas County, Texas is at the nexus of political and public health crises, facing the dire impacts of conspiracy-happy public officials and massive cuts to government funding. As the crises deepen, officials there say they're just trying to hang on.
We've had to lay off 21 persons as a result of those funding cuts. We've had to cancel over 50 of our community outreach immunization events, where several of those were directed in response to what's going on in West Texas related to measles.
The country's deadly measles outbreak is getting worse, spreading at an alarming rate in Texas. 59 new cases have been reported there since Tuesday, leaving 14 people hospitalized.
With the measles situation in West Texas, we had reached out to all of the superintendents at the public school districts and the private school districts that had low vaccination rates and all of our certified daycare centers, and offered to do on-site vaccination to try to get their vaccination rates up.
And these are communities that have limited access to these services.
People underserved areas do not have insurance, and they don't think that they can afford to get those type of shots.
These are our children, these are seniors that depend on us every year to come out and provide childhood immunizations, COVID vaccines, flu vaccines, that are not gonna get these services now.
We're trying to work and salvage what we can, but what we're having to do is cancel some of our brick and mortar clinics and use those staff for the community outreach.
So what we do, we mobilize our vaccination clinics and we serve the underserved communities in Dallas County.
With the outbreak, it is a concern because some parents have not vaccinated against the MMR. With the disease being as contagious as it is, it could pose a problem here in the Dallas County area if we have a measles outbreak.
The measles outbreak in Texas has been fueled by vaccine hesitancy and militant opposition, which has made public health officials' lives infinitely more difficult.
There is a fear behind it. Even with the COVID shots, even when we got those, you had a lot of people do a few rounds, and then after that, they were like, okay, I'm done.
And what we've seen over the past few years, there's more, certainly misinformation, disinformation about vaccinations, all this incorrect information about association with autism and things like that that have been discredited.
We are victims of our own success, that, we don't see people sitting in iron lungs with polio and people dying of measles from generations ago. And we don't want that to happen again. And, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
HHS Secretary RFK Jr. recently cut access to COVID vaccines for adults under 65, children, and pregnant women. He has instead promoted various alternative treatments.
If you had a child today, would you vaccinate that child for measles?
Probably for measles. What I would say is my opinions about vaccines are irrelevant.
And that's why it's really important for there to be a consistent message from the federal to the state to the local about the importance of vaccines, especially like with this measles situation. When you start to introduce, maybe it's vitamin A or these other things that sort of divert people's attention on the importance of vaccines and the effectiveness and the safety of these vaccines, it's detrimental to all of our efforts to try to address these issues.
It's frightening, especially now that this House bill has also been passed, where parents now can opt out of some of these mandatory vaccines as well. It makes it easier for them to opt out for their children now.
A Republican-backed bill making vaccine exemptions easier in Texas passed the House Public Health Committee Thursday in a tight 7-6 party line vote, sparking debate amid a West Texas measles outbreak. Opponents warn it risks public health as exemption requests have doubled since 2018.
What's tragic is that it became so politicized. It's crazy if Republicans are less likely to get vaccinations than Democrats. It should be, sticking to the science, but that's where it's really important to have consistent message from all levels saying, this is what the science says, this is what's important. And so when we get all these conflicting information, it starts to put more doubt in people's minds about the importance of vaccination.
We've got a FQHC here today that is able to sign families up to say, hey, we're a federally qualified healthcare clinic, and we'll be able to provide healthcare for you and your family. But with these upcoming Medicaid cuts, you know, that's also frightening because we don't know what's around that corner. There's going to be a lot of things that are looming around that corner that are going to affect the community.
The support we need to keep things like this going is just community funding and just people letting other people know that we are here and we're out here in the community.
What's already happened is the RIFs, the reductions in force of a lot of the federal staff and the programs. So these are programs that CDC and FDA and NIH have been eliminated. And it's going to take us decades to get back to that. But for instance, you know, chronic disease, it's an absolute priority and concern. But the leading cause of preventable death related to chronic disease is tobacco use. Yet they have eliminated already all of the staff at the CDC Office on Smoking and Health. They've cut back the FDA Center for Tobacco Control. All of these things make no sense if you're really trying to do something for chronic disease. People need to understand really how much destruction's going on and how it's going to set us back decades. And I hope it's not a disaster that then makes people realize what was the impact of these cuts.